Wednesday, 16 September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. The United Nations Children Fund says the collapse of Zimbabwe's schooling system means up to 10 pupils are sharing one textbook, while some rural schools have no books at all. Peter Salama, UNICEF's chief Zimbabwe representative, also says dropout rates and examination failures have soared and that nearly 50% of pupils don't go on to high school. Meanwhile, Zim Online suggests that Zimbabwe's education system has shown signs of recovery, but it is quickly sliding back to chaos because of a teacher strike that has crippled learning at public schools that reopened only 6 months ago after a new power-sharing government came into office. According to a VOA report, Zimbabweans say President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party are to blame for the ongoing stalemate in the country's coalition government. But President Mugabe has said there are no sticking points in the agreement. He blames the international community for imposing sanctions, which he claims hinder the functioning of the government. In an interview with Kubatana.net, China, the star of the HIV-positive ladies' football club, the ARV Swallows, says that playing soccer helps to keep her optimistic and healthy. To listen to China speak, press 3 now. Zimbabwe will import about 350,000 tons of wheat this year to cover a deficit, following lower plantings of the cereal due to a lack of finance and shortages of fertilizer and electricity, Reuters said yesterday. According to the Zimbabwean newspaper, prison inmates released through a presidential amnesty last week say they are lucky to survive their stay in the country's jails, described by Amnesty International in July this year as deplorable and unfit for humans. In another report from the Zimbabwean newspaper, the strike at the country's major asbestos producer, Shabani Mashaba Mines, entered its third week with management and union representatives still failing to reach agreement in a dispute over outstanding salaries. The Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee, JOMIC, said it was touring farms to validate information compiled by Lands Minister Herbert Murerwa regarding violence and lawlessness on farms, according to an SW Radio Africa report. According to the news agency Peace Online, Ghana's Minister of Communications and MP for Tamale South, Haruna Idrisu, has said Ghana would not have been able to practice multi-party democracy for over 16 years without tolerance of divergent political views. Gani Fawe Hinmi, who died on September 5th, was Nigeria's leading human rights lawyer. He was a persistent critic of the military dictators who ruled his nation for decades. Mr. Fawe Hinmi took some of Nigeria's most controversial cases, including that of Ken Sarowiwa, a critic of the government who was executed in 1995. In an interview published in 2008, Mr. Fawe Hinmi, ailing with the cancer that killed him, said, "I want to exhaust this brain, put everything on paper, so that Nigerians yet unborn will learn from the way I lived." The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the Iraqi television journalist who hurled his shoes at then-President George W. Bush was released Tuesday after 9 months in prison, claiming Iraqi authorities had tortured him. Former heavyweight world champion Evander Holyfield's charity bout in Ethiopia has been postponed to allow time for a bigger event to be prepared, officials told AFP yesterday.